This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 459, How Ryoki Wrestled His Way to an Overall 8 on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet Ryoki, a fabulous Three Keys student who recently achieved an IELTS overall 8 thanks to American professional wrestling, an inspirational achievement diary, and solid IELTS strategies. So, IELTS Energy listeners, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you may know that there are times when we do have technical difficulties. And just so you know, guys, our very special guest today, Ryoki, he is being so patient and lovely because this is the second time that we've attempted to record. Ryoki, why is that? What happened the first time?
I blame GarageBand and who created this whole thing.
Yeah, there was a button pressed on GarageBand and it just led to a mess. So guys, we're going to do this again because we want to bring you the knowledge you need to pass your IELTS exam, just like Ryoki did. And it's going to be even better this time, right?
Yep. Let's make sure.
Let's make this better. Okay. Awesome. So the reason why Ryoki is here to talk to you guys today is because he took IELTS only once and received amazing, amazing scores. Ryoki, would you like to share your scores with our listeners?
Yes. Each module, listening and speaking, I got 8.0. And for reading and writing, I got 7.5. So it was overall 8.
That's incredible. And so now you get to go to Australia, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Which university are you going to go to?
Do you know the university called Deakin? It's in Melbourne.
I don't know a lot of Australian universities. I got my master's from the University of Southern Queensland.
Awesome.
So I know that name, but apart from that, I'm not very well versed in Australian universities, but congratulations nonetheless.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Ryoki, we've talked before, and I want to get into this again because I think this is really important for our listeners. Ryoki, please tell us, how did you achieve a level of overall English that was high enough for this? I mean, of course we need testing skills. I mean, we will share some testing tips, guys, but I think it's really fascinating how Ryoki found his way into English. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay. The most fundamental thing I can say relating to that is probably a full disclosure again. I've been a huge fan of professional wrestling for about maybe 15 years, 14,
That's
15 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Even though it's the second time I'm hearing this, I'm still shocked. I mean, I personally don't know anyone who is a fan of the WWE. You know, I'm from a part of the country where it's not that popular. I think sort of like the stereotypical fan is sort of in the South or maybe smaller towns, perhaps mostly middle America. What sort of Japanese person is into WWE? What would be like the stereotype of that?
In Japan, it's long been like, for a long time, it's been like, if you just outright tell everybody that you're a professional wrestling fan, people immediately think you're such a nerd and Wow, you're lame for watching that. Fake sport is what they like
to
call it.
So funny. That's so funny. How, but I mean, wrestling, it's not a sport, right? We know that. No. It's entertainment. It's choreographed physical prowess, which can be amazing to watch. But I mean, you're just watching two dudes sort of throw each other around. So how would that, like, how does that improve your English?
Yeah, the match itself is something I can just watch and, you know, get entertained by. But other than that, there is a huge part of wrestling, especially in WWE. There's a there's a segment called promos, and the wrestlers stand inside a ring or backstage sometimes, and they just cut promos to each other to sort of drive the narratives or before settling the score. Actually, inside the ring, they try to convey their conflicted, complicated emotions to the audience and take them on the journey before the actual match.
Because that's why people watch, you know, that's why people are even care about who's going to win or lose, mm-hmm. because there's like a good guy and a bad guy, right? There's like the hero that they want to win. And they wouldn't know about this if it weren't for these little soap operas that occur between the actual matches.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's such a cheesy form of soap opera, just like you said. But if you can watch the product while acknowledging that it's fake and predetermined, it's kind of like watching a TV weekly drama series. And
totally.
Yeah, so that's really, that really helped me a lot.
I mean, obviously these guys are good actors. I mean, look at The Rock, man. Like, The Rock is amazing. And he, what's his real name? Dwayne Johnson,
yeah.
And he was a WWE star for years. And now he's like a very successful and respected, like proper actor person.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay. What else do you think you have done? Any sort of habit or routine that you've developed that you think really kept you on the straight and narrow, shall we say, towards this positive result on IELTS?
For some reason, I've been, even before I started watching professional wrestling, I just loved hearing people speak in English, and I loved just talking in English. So I was just mimicking the way they spoke to each other.
Perfect.
Yeah. Even though I didn't know much about like words and phrases and grammars and whatnot, I would just try to imitate the way they spoke. So
yeah. No, that's perfect. I mean, that's the exact advice that we give students all the time about improving pronunciation and fluency. Just like watching YouTube clips and trying to mimic. So that, I mean, obviously it worked out. You got an 8 on speaking.
Yeah. It was awesome. Sorry to cut you off. In speaking module, I was really lucky because the topic card and speaking part 2, I got to talk about my favorite book. And like between book and professional wrestling, there are a lot of similarities and parallels. So
sure.
I was able to use a lot of words that were oftentimes used for wrestling to describe my love for that, my favorite book.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so cool. Okay. So, Ryoki, you had also mentioned before we started recording that you kept some sort of journal.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. How would journaling actually help someone get the IELTS results they need?
Yeah. I think you mentioned something about staying positive and keeping notes.
Yeah.
And like Moment of Zen videos, I think. And around the time I just bought my notebook and I was just starting to write down this, I call it achievement diaries. And
awesome.
And the concept of that is basically right before you go to sleep every night, you write down the diary as if you are on the day, you've already passed IELTS. And
oh my God, I love it.
Yeah. So, and I would write those, whatever that comes to my mind that makes me happy and that makes me feel like, oh yeah, I rocked it. I nailed the exam. I would write them down.
That's incredible. That's so awesome. Guys, this is gold advice. I mean, I was just looking at the blog post from that episode you're talking about where we encourage students to develop writing fluency. We always talk about speaking fluency and never about writing fluency, especially not in IELTS classes. This is never mentioned. But guys, if it's hard for you to get out your ideas in speaking or writing, you just have to practice that. Right? Just isolate your ability to communicate confidently, but also this idea of positive associations with the exam, I think, is really beneficial. It goes a long way to helping you feel better on test day, just enjoying your preparation and motivating you to keep going. Cause it's like, yes, that I will achieve this. Like I already have in one dimension. So now I'm going to do it in this world, you know, like exactly. That's fantastic. Guys, I will write down all this advice in the blog post for this episode. So come back to the blog, go to ielts.allearsenglish.com, excuse me, and search episode 459, all right? And you could get some of Ryoki's amazing vocab that he's already exhibited and his specific journaling activity. Hey, IELTS Energy listeners, what's shaking? If you want to access the same 30-day plan that helped Ryoki get his overall 8 on his very first IELTS attempt, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We have all the strategies and resources you need to get those high scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and I will see you in there. Okay, so let's get into some more specific testing skills. Maybe like one tip that you got from the course that you feel like really helped you achieve this on your first attempt. So listening 8, what do you think helped you on test day there?
Most specifically, the strategy of underlying keywords and at the same time, getting really prepared and ready for what's to come. And yeah. Use your knowledge for, like, I use thesaurus.com a lot of times, like so many times, to increase my vocab. So
yeah,
I think that helped me a lot, because there were a lot of paraphrasing and parallel expressions in
totally
listening
yeah.
module. Yeah.
Using the thesaurus, guys, is vital. It even if you're not taking IELTS, if you want to be a competent communicator in English, in especially writing, but also speaking, the thesaurus has to be your friend. And these days it's easy. I mean, I remember I had to lug around a hard copy of, I think it was like Roger's thesaurus, like all through my schooling, because I'm older than you guys. But you guys, it's all digital, right? Just go to thesaurus.com. It is at this power of vocabulary, and which you will use on all parts of the exam, is literally at your fingertips. So, okay, thesaurus. Awesome. We have to use that in our IELTS preparation. And then speaking. So you got an 8. You got a topic you were able to be impressively conversant about. Again, thanks to wrestling. But do you feel like there was any knowledge you got from the course that carried you through to that 8?
Yeah. Of course, I knew beforehand how... like what was exactly going to happen on the test day, thanks to 3Keys IELTS course.
Yeah.
So I was mentally, awesome. Both mentally and physically prepared. And so, and right before the speaking exam, I was actually really nervous, but
yeah,
I just told myself that, well, you know, you did everything you needed. And
perfect.
So just enjoy the process. That's what I said to myself, and I could do that. So
You know, Ryoki, it's like you are in my head, because that is the same advice I give to so many students. Right. Just like, because people are freaking out, right? Like the week before the exam. And honestly, guys, like there's nothing you're going to learn or add to your knowledge that's going to change your score in a week. Right? Like there's nothing you're going to do in a week that will significantly impact that score. Like the mental preparation is the most important the week before the exam. And that's exactly what I tell people. Like, you have to remind yourself that, look, I've done everything I can. You know, like I've worked really hard. I watched wrestling for 15 years. I completed the 30-day roadmap and did every activity that was recommended in the course. Like that's it. All we can do is our best. And sometimes we just need that reminder to calm ourselves down. There's always this fear of missing out, right? FOMO, as the kids say. And I think that carries through into not just your anxiety about life, but your overall anxiety about the exam as well. Like, oh man, I should have done one more test practice, or I should have like watched that video again or whatever. Like, guys, if you've done it all, you've done it all. So that's really good advice. Okay, reading. What do you think now? We talked about in the first recording, guys, which you're not going to hear, but Ryoki was challenged a bit on the test, right? Like you started to run out of time. So how were you still able to get that 7.5, you think?
Yeah, like I said in the previous episode. So there were at least, as far as I can remember, there were at least three or four questions that were actually question types that were not in order. Mm-hmm. So I immediately, that was such a spur of the moment thing. I just remember that you said in the video that if you encounter those questions and you realize that you're taking more than a minute, I just skip in and come back later. And that's what I did.
Awesome.
Yeah. And also, this is the part probably that I can think the anti-anxiety plan the most, because towards the end of the test, I think it was only like 10 minutes and I got 10 questions left.
Oh gosh.
So I just freaked out for like three seconds. And after that, I told myself about the what you and Lindsay said in the video. Just, you know, I was expecting this, and just let's feel my feet on the ground and let's do this thing. And it went like that. Yeah.
That's excellent. Guys, yeah, the anti-anxiety module has really helped a lot of students, as you can hear. So guys, if you're ready to get into the course and have all of these resources at your fingertips, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, now, last part of the test, writing. How was that experience for you, Ryoki?
Yeah, writing, especially task one, was really hard because I had to describe the map, and it was actually, at the same time, it was changed over time. The map in 2010 and map in 2011 or stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was really hard, but at the same time, I can say this to all the other modules, but I was confident before the test day, and I knew awesome. I knew that I did everything I needed. There was just one day I wrote like five essays for task one.
Oh God. So that's a little too much, I think, guys. You don't have to go that far, listeners. Yeah. So this confidence that good preparation brings, right? There's no way to reach this beyond putting in the hard work. You know, like you did the 30-day study plan, you did everything on that was expected of you, that was asked of you, and more so, it sounds like. You continued to improve your overall English with the movies and the entertainment that motivated you. So guys, be inspired by this story today, because Ryoki really, he is a wonderful example of what it means to really dedicate yourself to this achievement, right? And these extra activities of the, like the achievement diary, I absolutely adore that idea. That is fantastic. So Ryoki, is there any last words of wisdom you can offer future IELTS candidates today?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually a cool little story about the achievement diary thing that I just mentioned. So I was writing everything down on my notebook, but you know, this is a true story. I'm not just saying it because I'm on this podcast. it's a true story, and let me preface that. I actually wrote down the scenario where I would get the amazing scores that I can be proud of. And I will email Jessica, you, and you will invite me on the podcast.
Oh my God, and it came true!
Seriously, yeah. So I was just, I sent you an email on the day of results.
Yeah.
And after 30 minutes, I received a reply, and I was like, oh my God, this is really happening. So,
oh, yeah. I love this story so much. Oh, thank you for sharing that. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
guys, man, your dreams are within your reach. I mean, visualization, it's not just like hippy dippy, whatever nonsense. It works, you guys. Lindsay and I have shared our love for vision boards. And I find that words are more powerful than images to me. So I like Ryoki, writing is a very powerful motivator in my life. So really use this episode as your own motivator, guys. And please incorporate some of these ideas into your study plan. And then you can email me your scores and be invited on the podcast.
That's true.
Is incredible. That's true. That's
yeah,
so
like
cool.
So I think the most important thing, the one last thing is you, if you study enough and you reach the point where you feel like you earn the right to be 100% confident, that's going to be just fine. You will win on the test day.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much, Ryoki, for sharing your stories and yourself today with us and our listeners. It was so fun to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much.
All right, Ryoki. Good luck in Australia, all right?
Thanks. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Thanks for having me. See you soon.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.